Blog Talk Radio.
Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me again today for Fit for Life Radio. I am so glad that you took a moment, a short little moment out of your day to come and be a part of this. So happy you did this, especially as we're starting the year off on a new foot, a new you, and all that good stuff. So you are really, really doing the doggone thing here. So glad that you are here. And I want to let you know that today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/livingthefitlife. So, again, everyone, just welcome. And I don't know if I said that before, but I'm your host, Carol Dunlap. If I didn't say that before, you know, I'm a little crazy right now, beginning of the year, doing all kind of crazy stuff. A lot of things are going on. A lot of things have stopped. So I know that you are basically on this good path to at least attempting to actually fulfill your resolution of losing weight, getting healthy, and all the good stuff. And I've got somebody on the line today who is going to help us do that very thing. She's going to give you some great information. Actually, she was a participant in the Women's Weight Loss and Wellness Summit that just ended, so I know you heard some great stuff from her before. So now you get to learn some more things from her again, and that is Bunny R. Giller. And she's going to come on the line in just a second. Let me tell you a little bit about Bunny in case I know this, I cannot even believe that you may not have seen the summit or been a part of it, but in case you didn't, you can learn a little bit more about her here and all this great information about eating and what we need to eat and all that. So Bonnie R. Giller helps chronic dieters, most of the audience out there, break free of the pain of dieting and get the healthy body they love. She does this by creating a tailored solution that combines three essential ingredients, a healthy mindset, caring support, and nutrition education. Using her signature Freedom to Eat Forever system, Bonnie helps her clients support and honor their mind and body. The result is they lose weight, keep it off without dieting, and live a healthy life of guilt-free eating. Bonnie is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified intuitive eating counselor and has her Master of Science in Clinical Nutrition. She has worked in medical nutrition therapy and counseling for over 26 years. Bunny is very passionate about helping her clients regain the trust in themselves and their bodies so they can shift away from a diet mentality and learn to listen to their inner hunger signals. She is known for providing care and support and motivation as her clients reacquaint themselves with their inner wisdom. Hey, Bunny, how are you doing today?
Hey, Carol, I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here with you today. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. I'm excited to have you on. I'm excited to learn all of the great things that you have in store for us because just from you being on the summit, you know, I learned so much from you from the presentation that you did. I know that all the people that listened to you, and if they did not, then they missed out on. But I'll tell you guys at the end how you can actually get some more of that. But, Bonnie, you have a very interesting story, and I wanted you to just share your story with us because we found out from the summit when we were doing our little talk that we had some commonalities there. So why don't you tell everyone your story and tell us how you got where you are now?
Okay, that sounds great. I think that's important to share. And so, you know, growing up, I actually watched my mom battle her weight, and she had gone on and off many diets and struggled to keep the weight off. And I will say that this didn't directly affect the feelings that I had toward my own body, but I was influenced by that, and I was influenced by my friends who were all trying the latest, greatest diets that were out there. And while I may not have been considered overweight, I really did always feel that I could lose a few more pounds. I wasn't always, like, you know, just happy with my body, especially because I was around and surrounded by all these thoughts of dieting and dieting and dieting. And so what happened was after high school, I had gone abroad to study for a year, and it really was a well-known fact that the girls who went away for a year would return with a really large weight gain, and I was determined not to let that happen to me. And so I dieted while I was away, and I did restrict my intake considerably at certain times, and I was really pleased when I came home and everyone said, oh, wow, how skinny I was. I'll tell you, I might have been pleased, but my parents were not so happy. They were really concerned, as parents should be, right? But then as I got home and I was in my own environment, my eating habits really improved, and I regained a little bit of weight that I lost, and I was at a really healthy weight. I was happy when I started college, and I decided that I was interested in nutrition. And so I studied college in nutrition, and then I studied nutrition in college, and I went on to pursue my master's degree and registered dietitian nutrition status. And I've been in private practice, like you said, for more than 26 years, which blows my mind. I can't even believe it. But I just wanted to say, I mean, really, time just flies, right? But
right,
I want
to
take your listeners back for just a little bit, because it's really important, to when I was fresh out of grad school and I just started my family, because I think a lot of people will like resonate with this. I was looking for a part-time job in nutrition, so I can get some experience while I was raising my young child. And I had answered an ad in the paper for a weight loss counselor at a local weight loss center. And so I went for the interview. I got the job on the spot. The owner of the center who interviewed me said that I was a great candidate. I was a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I started working almost immediately at the center 3 days a week. Now, I came to very quickly realize a couple things. First, I was the only registered dietitian nutritionist counseling the clients, so I was the only one with a background in nutrition. The others were trained by the owner, and when I say trained, they were really trained to be salespeople, okay? Now, second, the counseling that I was told to do wasn't counseling. It wasn't nutrition education at all. I was being a warden to these clients, and I was telling them what to eat, what not to eat, and when to eat. And I was even instructed to yell at them if they cheated. I hate that word, but if they cheated. Now, Carol, you could probably guess, I left that job pretty quickly because this wasn't what I went to school for, and really not a way to teach people about nutrition. And that's when I opened my private practice, and I've been working in ever since. But one of the most challenging times for me personally was after I had my fourth child. And I had three jobs at the time. So I had two private practice offices, nutrition offices, and I was the director of a very large dietetic internship program. So I was teaching nutrition students to become registered dietitians, and it meant I traveled a lot. And basically, I had a really difficult time bouncing back from that last pregnancy, and I just wasn't at my best. And I was like, what's going on? And I realized I was overwhelmed. I mean, I was busy taking care of four kids, a husband, a home, clients, interns. You know, I was exhausted. I was depleted. And I remember I went to visit my primary care physician for a checkup, and I complained to him, you know, I couldn't bounce back to the person I was before I had my daughter. And you know what he said? He said, exercise. Okay, so I've always exercised. I was always an exerciser. But truth be told, this was a really challenging time in my life. And I laughed at him. I laughed at him. I'm like, you're a guy, you don't get it, you know? And I was like, I don't have time to exercise. And the moment those words came out of my mouth, I knew that was my wake-up call, because I just uttered the most common excuse given for not exercising. I'm sure you've heard that those also, right? Yeah. So, look, you know, I knew exercise was one part of it, but I also knew eating well was another. And so I created a healthy eating plan for myself, like I've done for so many clients for all the years, and I started following it. And I made it a part of my life, and I felt great. But, I mean, I thought I did until what I discovered 4 years ago. Let me tell you something, that just rocked my world. While my clients lost weight on this healthy meal planning, there was a class of individuals who inevitably gained that weight back. And I was like, why are they gaining this weight back? And I realized they had a really strong diet mindset. And therefore, the healthy eating plan became just another diet for them with rules to follow. And ultimately, when you deprive yourself of your favorite foods and you follow rules that you're told to follow, there's some trigger, emotional or situational, that's going to come up, and it's going to lead you to say, I don't care, I'm just going to have one cookie. And then before you know it, you eat more than one, and you're like, no, I'm never going to have it again, I promise. And so, again, this healthy eating plan is really known as a diet. And so what I did is I took a step back, and I said, how can I help these clients who are struggling and putting back on the same weight they lost over and over again. And I researched and I learned about intuitive eating and mindful eating, and I trained under the best. And I put together a step-by-step system, but what I did was I implemented it into my own life first before I introduced it to my clients. And let me tell you something, it was amazingly freeing because I no longer followed this meal plan. I didn't feel deprived of foods that I may have wanted and didn't allow myself to eat. And I achieved a freedom to eat what I loved without the constant deliberation if it will cause me to gain weight or not. And I'm maintaining a healthy weight with optimal cholesterol and blood glucose and blood pressure levels, and I'm eating the foods that I love. And, you know, I remember specifically the moment I had this aha. My friend introduced me to her aunt who was visiting from overseas, and her aunt said, "Oh, you look great. Are you on that diet everyone is on?" And I'm like, "Nope, I'm not on my diet, any diet, any diet. I'm an intuitive eater." And having never heard it before, she asked me about it. And as I was heading home, I realized, you know what? I had this feeling of euphoria, this feeling of freedom. No, I'm not on a diet, not on a meal plan. I eat when I'm hungry, what foods I desire. And I became so passionate about it that really, a few years ago, I stopped creating meal plans for my clients, and I'm focusing all my efforts on intuitive eating. And I'm blown away by the results that I've helped them create, and that I really want to share with your audience and the listeners today so they can have their light bulb moments just like I did.
Well, that sounds great. I'm ready to hear about it, I tell you. I wanted to ask you, you know, why do so many people get stuck on the diet roller coaster and yo-yo dieting anyway?
You know, it just seems that it, as of every other day, there's a new diet craze that hits the market. Some stay around for a while. Some fade out pretty quickly. I mean, let's face it. You know, by now, most people know better than to keep falling for every fad diet that comes along. Study after study just shows dieting is just a strong predictor for weight gain. They have a high failure rate. I mean, look at all the celebrities that are being rehired for Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers after they lost weight and regained it all back, right? So,
right.
I mean, you ask the question, right? We're not going to call people out on it, but, I mean, you ask the question, you know, why do we keep doing it over and over again? And so,
right.
You know, one of the answers is people are looking for a quick fix for that magic bullet that tempts them with false promises. I mean, lose 30 pounds in 30 days, drop a dress size in a weekend, block the absorption of fat or carb. I mean, I saw a new one the other day, new diet melts away flab. You know, these are tempting, right? Absolutely.
Right, right.
But, you know, the quick and easy weight loss is so appealing, it's hard not to be sucked in with sensational claims like these that I've just mentioned. And so people fall prey to it each and every year. But the truth is, these fad diets, they come and they go. You know, every year there's like this new and revolutionary way of getting rid of unwanted flab quickly without effort. Now in the new year, we're bombarded with all of this, right?
Oh, yeah. Everyone. Everyone in their mothers, brothers, uncles, sister has a diet that's out there, has a way to, you know, get rid of the fat, and it's all without effort. But I wanted to ask you, you know, what message do you want people to know about dieting and losing weight?
I really want people to understand that no form of dieting is going to work for losing weight and keeping it off. The key to getting the healthy body that you love without dieting is learning how to combine three essential ingredients. Okay, so that's a healthy mindset, caring support, and nutrition education. Because the habits that took years to build do not take a day to change. These are three very important ingredients that need to come together, and no diet in the world is going to do that for you.
You hit the nail on the head, I definitely believe, because until they know that, you know, the whole thing about just knowing what a diet is and what a diet isn't, I deal with that all the time with my clients, and I try to get that across to the people who are listening right now to the show. So I'm so glad you're here to actually give me like the stamp of approval of what I've been telling people about eating
right.
and stuff.
That's right. Sometimes you need another voice to say, yes, that's it, you're right.
That is so true. Now, another question that I have for you is, what are the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to losing weight? I know some of them, but I know some of the people out there do not know.
Yeah. You know, I actually have highlighted like three big mistakes that people make. The first mistake is they're stuck in a diet mentality. You know, shifting the way you think away from dieting is one of the hardest things to ask a dieter to do. But it is most important. Otherwise, they will stay on this roller coaster that they're on of diet after diet, and they'll get nowhere fast. You know, let me just, for those who are not sure what I mean by a diet mentality is one in which you have a list of foods that you allow or not allow, that you, you know, you claim are good or bad for you, that you can eat and you can't eat. And a person with a diet mentality thinks in terms of being on or off their diet, right, having a good day or a bad day. Or they might think, oh, I messed up, so I'll just eat what I want today and I'll start again tomorrow. These dieters, they follow rules that they're given on the diet, right, that they choose to follow at that moment. And so by learning to reject their diet mentality, they're opening themselves up to reclaiming what they were born with. That's being an intuitive eater, and that's eating based on your physical needs of hunger and satiety. And it's not based on rules of diet, rules and situations and emotions. So, you know, to me, that is one of the biggest mistakes. They're just stuck in diet mentality. I believe it's like 40 to 50% of American women are still are trying to lose weight or are on a diet at any point in time. And as you know, the worst part of it is that 95% of all dieters regain their lost weight when more within 1 to 5 years.
That is so true. You mentioned something very important, and I want to get you to tell us more about it in just a little bit after the break. And I want you to tell us more about intuitive eating and what you mean by that just right after this. Fit for Life Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. A leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing this on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is www.audibletrial.com/livingthefitlife, you can get one free audiobook and a 1 month trial of the service. So right after you finish listening to the show, do not go there now, because Bonnie is about to come back with some great information about intuitive eating and some tips for you. I want you to go to www.audibletrial.com/livingthefitlife, get your free audiobook and your 1 month trial of service. Okay, Bonnie, now before I will break there, you mentioned a word, intuitive eating, so I want you to tell us more about what that is and what that means.
Absolutely. So intuitive eating is eating based on your physiological need to eat. What I mean by that is meaning your hunger signals and your fullness signals, your inner signals that are within your belly, okay, not based on situations, not based on emotions. And there are three, I can best describe it by saying the following. There are three core characteristics of an intuitive eater. First, an intuitive eater gives themselves unconditional permission to eat when they are hungry what food is desired. So this means no longer having those lists of good and bad, legal and illegal, can and can't have foods. Okay, when you eat a food, because like we were saying, when you eat a food on the can't have list, it usually leads to eating many more, and you vow never to eat this again, you'll start again tomorrow. So taking the conditions off these foods takes away the power these foods have. And often you find that you don't really even like these foods at this point, because you begin to really clearly identify your food preferences. And so the first characteristic of that intuitive eater is unconditional permission to eat when hungry what food you desire. The second core characteristic of an intuitive eater is eating for the physical rather than emotional. Now, oftentimes dieters turn to food when feeling some type of an emotion, right? Sadness or lonely or bored or stressed and so forth, right? So they're using food to fill a need or a void in their lives that has nothing to do with physical hunger. And food is not going to fix any of these feelings. It may provide comfort for the short term, distract you from the pain, or maybe even numb you for a little while. But food will not solve the problem. If anything, eating for emotional hunger will only make you feel worse in the long run. You will ultimately have to deal with what? The source of the emotion and now the discomfort of overeating. And so as an intuitive eater, you learn to distinguish between the physical hunger and emotional hunger. And you learn to eat for the physical only and not the emotional. So you're learning how to cope with your emotions without turning to food. Okay, and then the third core characteristic of an intuitive eater is relying on your internal hunger and satiety. That's another word for fullness signals to determine when and how much to eat. again, as a dieter, dieters rely on the diet, the meal plan, the menu, the diet book, you know, the diet guru celebrity that tells you what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat.
Right.
When you do this, you get further and further from hearing your own internal signals. And chances are you don't even get pleasure in what you're eating because you are eating what you think you should be eating, not what you really like. So as an intuitive eater, you're no longer listening to others. You learn to listen to your own internal signals to guide you in knowing when and how much to eat. And you learn to intuitively choose the foods that are right for you and your body. And I want to just let the audience know that everybody is born an intuitive eater. I think that's a very important point to mention. When you're a baby, they cry and like, oh, it's a hunger cry. So you give them a breast or bottle, and when the baby is satisfied, pushes away, they're full. They don't want to eat anymore. And well-meaning moms, parents, no, baby didn't eat enough, right? But we were born that intuitive eater. And so it's well within everybody to be able to reclaim this. It just takes time and, you know, the right support.
Right, and listening. I think you hit upon the key there. You know, we listen to so many people out there that your own voice, your own inner voice kind of gets drowned out because there is always a latest fad, a latest diet, someone who's hawking a book or a program or whatever, and they're trying to tell you what to do. But it's, you know what, it can be so confusing. There's so much confusion out there about nutrition, what to eat and what not to be. Can you tell us what are the best and most reliable sources of nutrition information?
Oh, absolutely. You're so right. There's a lot of confusing information out there. I make it a point for my clients to understand that they can take charge of the nutrition and exercise decisions to support a healthy life. Because, you know, you say, where do most dieters get their nutrition and exercise advice from? And I always joke, do you get it from Oprah or Dr. Oz or the guy in the health food store or the magazine, you know? As a dieter, they've listened to what others have told them to eat and what exercise to do to achieve their weight and health goals. And there are two problems with that I'm going to highlight. The first is there's a lot of this misinformation that's confusing and overwhelming. And that's because either those who report nutrition information don't know how to correctly interpret the info, or they only provide you with sound bites on the evening news. And honestly, sound bites don't tell the whole story. There are so many studies that come out that do contradict each other. So one day you're told, you know, take vitamin supplements. The next day you're told not to take. So who do you follow? You know, what do? It's really confusing. And unfortunately, a lot of these people are not properly qualified to interpret the studies or provide nutrition therapy and weight loss coaching. And worse yet, some of the diets and recommendations are downright dangerous. They leave people deficient in various nutrients that you really need for good health. So here's the key thing to remember. Having a reliable source such as a registered dietitian, nutritionist, or a healthcare professional with advanced training in nutrition that you feel you can trust, who can really educate you so you can make the right choices for your body and lifestyle, is crucial. And so you'll base your food choices then on sound nutrition, not on myths and not on misconceptions that are out there, so you can properly take care of your body by making healthy food choices. Does that make sense to you?
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
And you know what? Something earlier that you said, and I started doing it in my career also as a personal trainer and weight loss coach. As a certified personal trainer, I can't really give people diets. And I can't tell them, you know, especially if you have a disease or a condition or something, you know, you need to eat this and you need to eat that. I give people advice about, you know, this will be a good thing for you to eat or you know, maybe look at what you're putting into your body. But I tell people all the time, I'm not a registered dietitian, I'm not a nutritionist, so I can only give you advice, and that's to healthy people. And if you need something more than that, you want an actual diet created, then you need to go to a dietitian or a nutritionist. But what I learned about that, about doing that, in the very, very beginning of I've been a personal trainer for over 10 years now, is that people really don't want you deep down to give them a diet plan anyway, an eating plan. And you know why? Because they don't want to follow it. They want to use that as something that they can say, oh, this is too hard. See, that's why I can't do it anyway. So I am so glad that you said that you don't do diets diet or eating plans for people. They're not going to follow it anyway. So
well,
why
that's,
even waste time?
That's my point. That's exactly right. What being a healthy eating plan for all of us to be eating in a healthy way, you know, are really diets for people, and it just never works. That's exactly my message. Exactly right on. Yep. Yep.
Oh, you have given such awesome information, as I knew you would, and you have really. Woo, in this short time that we spent together just gave us so much to kind of turn that tide in the head from a dieter to an intuitive eater. But I know that's only just the beginning. I mean, no one can change their whole life overnight, years and years of programming overnight. So what I'd like for you to do is tell people how they can get more of you, learn more about you and what you do, and if they want to actually invest in your program or get, you know, hire you or whatever, how do they go about doing that?
Well, I will tell you, I have a free ebook called 5 Steps to a Body You Love Without Dieting, and this ebook takes people through the 5 steps I take my private clients through to become an intuitive eater, to really move away from dieting into becoming an intuitive eater and ultimately achieving that body they desire. So if you guys head on over to dietfreezone.com, so that's dietfreezone.com, you'll be able to download that ebook for free and get started right away on the journey towards becoming an intuitive eater. And I also want to let everybody know that I will be having a free webinar coming up. And if you want to hear about it, just download the ebook because then you'll be on my list and you'll get some emails. The title of the webinar is The 3 Biggest Mistakes Women Make and that Keep Them Yo-Yoing from One Diet to Another Without Achieving the Body That They Love. And I'm going to go into depth into the mistakes. We only touched upon a little bit of one today. So I'm going into all the 3 biggest mistakes in depth and really give strategies. And so that webinar is going to actually be taking place in February. So everybody, if you want to be a part of that free webinar, really go to dietfreezone.com, download the free ebook, and you'll hear more about that.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So everyone, please go there, find out this information that Bonnie is giving. Plus, it's free. I mean, you can't go wrong with free stuff. And she definitely knows what she's talking about because when we were on the summit, it was so funny. She was saying that when you worked in that the diet place, the clinic, I had a similar experience. I mean, I wasn't a, like I said, not a dietitian or a nutritionist, but they hired me anyway as a, I think they called me a diet counselor or something like that. But they told me the same stuff, you know, tell them what they need to eat, and when they don't eat it, yell at them and make them eat what they're supposed to eat. But it was so crazy because those people were only on 500 calories. I mean, it was just ridiculous. 500 calories, if you look at it, and this one lady, it was so funny how I knew that this was really not the right path. There had to be something better. Because this one woman came in one day for our quote-unquote counseling session, and she sat down and she says, I am just so depressed. And I was like, what's wrong? She said, I took all the food that I could eat for the day, and I put it on one plate, and it depressed me so much that I ate all of that and everything else in the house. I'm like, oh, my God. So I knew. I was like, okay, this is not working. So thankfully, I was able to run far away from that. But before I let you go, Bonnie, I wanted to ask you something. If there's someone out there right now who's listening to this and saying, you know, I think that I may be a serial dieter, what kind of advice would you give them, like a step they could take? I mean, besides going to your website, of course, but what would you tell them to help them kind of get their minds in gear to become an intuitive eater?
So the very first thing is to recognize that you've hit diet bottom, which is what I call it. Mm-hmm. Recognize that I cannot go on another diet again. My brain can't handle it. I cannot count. I cannot weigh and measure. I recognize that this is not my solution for long-term weight loss. And if you could really sit with yourself for just a couple minutes and recognize and admit that to yourself and know there's a better way, and that way is to go back to the way you were born, and that is being an intuitive eater, then that's the start of your journey right there. And honestly, reaching out for support and for help is so important, and that's why I've created the free resources for people. And I'm available, of course, if anybody needs and wants any more information. I'm on social media, Facebook and Twitter, or my email. People can feel free. So it's really a matter of recognizing that they've hit diet bottom.
I love that. I think that is perfect advice because, you know, the first step is in admitting it. So once you admit it, you can face it. So, Bonnie, again, thank you so much for joining us today and giving this awesome information. Everyone, please go to Bonnie's site, download her information, get that free book, start working on it, and hook up with her in February so you can get more free information. So, Bonnie, again, thank you so much for joining us today and imparting this great information. I love it. So I'm sure we'll be in contact with each other soon. So, everyone out there, thank you again for taking this time out of your day. And please stay fit, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.